99 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Diane Bednar-Smith, with final preparations fully in effect for Home of the Brave, the big celebration in Bush on tomorrow.
Diane, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm fine.
Well, glad to have you in, especially on a day where it's kind of chilly. We're looking forward to, regardless, rain or shine, a great activity coming up here for the community and the area coming up tomorrow.
Yep, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, it's coming. So, Home of the Brave, when do activities get started and where is everything going to be located?
We start, the first reenactment starts at 10:30, and it'll be on Main Street by the bank, the old bank and stuff.
Okay.
And then 11, we're going to have the ribbon cutting, and then we will have dinner. We've moved the dinner to, or the lunch to, the city building. And then our second reenactment, hopefully, will start at 2:30.
Okay.
That may have to be adjusted.
Understood. You mentioned the reenactments. Who are the reenactors that you're bringing in? And B, do you have information as to what they're going to be reenacting?
It'll be, we're having them come, we have them come from Missouri, Nebraska, El Dorado, and then we've got our own reenactment team here, the 101 Dog Company. And it'll be a World War II reenactment.
Okay, understood. From your perspective, I have to ask here, kind of get your thoughts on why the reenactments that you've had as part of Home of the Brave have been such a popular part of it.
It's really cool to see part of history, you know. And they do such a good job. It's really realistic. And they bring their, I don't know if they're going to bring them tomorrow, their vehicles and stuff. It's really, especially the German vehicles are pretty cool to see.
Something new.
Yeah, you've done such a wonderful job with the Veterans Memorial at Bushong. What is left to go? You have anything left to go for the memorial itself? Any plans there, Diane?
We're done for this year, but next year we want to redo our benches, put less maintenance work into it, where we don't have to paint them every year. And then we want a sidewalk from the memorial to the new memorial. And then we're going to work on the bank.
Gotcha. What is the for folks that don't know, what is the significance of the wall and the bank? Let me just ask you that.
Well, the bank is going to be the North Lyon County Veterans Museum. It'll have museum pieces for war times, and then I'll have all my Bushong history in there also. And then the wall is dedicated to the 10 soldiers that died in World War II.
And, you know, this has been a project that you and your family have been involved with for a number of years here. I guess the question comes up here, Diane, what stands out in your mind here now that you've gotten this far with the project, and really what else is left here? You know, what else you've got planned and really in the works for finishing this out and honoring those veterans, not only the ones that died in Bushong, but those for all North Lyon County?
Well, like I said, we haven't got much more to do. The bank's probably going to take a while because we have to put a roof and everything on it. And windows and door. We got the doors, so.
What does it mean for you to see this? I mean, you know, this has been a labor of love for you for years, and, you know, you're basically.
In 10 years next year.
10 years, my goodness. And you're basically two-thirds of the way through.
Yeah, we're almost done, so that makes me excited.
You should be.
You should be.
So, again, you've got the reenactments, you've got the ribbon cutting coming up here tomorrow. Anything else that's going to be taking place here, rain or shine, as part of a Home of the Brave?
That's pretty much it.
Hey, that's all right.
We have tents and stuff. We have, at the park, there's a bunch of World War II tents and stuff set up so you guys can see all that.
Well, that's good. So public invited and encouraged to get up to Beshong, North Lyon County. Home of the Brave, Chuck.
Home of the Brave. Diane, anything else you wanted to bring up here either about tomorrow or maybe how people can help you kind of finish the whole thing out?
If they want to donate, they can donate to Kansas Land Bank or online. I think we have a place on our Facebook page that you can donate, or you can send a check to me.
All right. Sounds good. Find you on Facebook or call you.
Yeah.
Good enough. All right. Well, Diane, hope you have a great turnout, rain or shine, here tomorrow. And, again, congratulations on how far you've got. Best of luck with getting everything finished out there with the bank.
Thanks, Diane.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Diane Bender-Smith joining us. North Lyon County, home of the Braves celebration tomorrow. Reenactments start before 11 out there. But rain or shine activities will take place.
Rain or shine. Now, we've got a lot of Newsmaker 2 spots available here next week. So if you want one of those, give us a call. 620-342-1400. We'll be announcing who we have with those Newsmaker 2s getting filled on the schedule as they fill in here throughout the next couple of hours.
KVOE Live and Local. It is 835, 46 degrees. Good morning.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia First.
This is Adam with Black Creek.